Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lays foundation stone of 3 semiconductor projects, says India is set to become a global hub in semiconductor manufacturing. Centre gives nod to expansion of National Cadet Corps with addition of 3 lakh cadet vacancies. Nayab Singh Saini, led BJP government in Haryana, faces floor test in State Assembly today. Government decides to celebrate 17 September as Hyderabad Liberation Day. Union Minister Anurag Thakur to launch revamped websites of Akashvani News and DD News today. And in cricket, Delhi Capitals to take on Gujarat Giants in the Women's Premier League in Delhi this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that India is set to become a global hub in semiconductor manufacturing in the coming times and a leader in Industry 4.0. The PM was addressing after laying the foundation stone of 3 semiconductor projects worth over 1.25 lakh crore through video conferencing today. The projects include the country's first commercial semiconductor fab at the Dholera Special Investment Region, DSIR, Gujarat, the outsourced semiconductor assembly and test OSET facility in Assam's Morigaon, and the outsourced semiconductor assembly and test OSET facility at Sanand in Gujarat. Mr. Modi said that the youths will get the benefits of the semiconductor industries. He said cheap manufacturing will take India to a self-reliance and modernity.
दुनिया के बस कुछ देश ही आज सेमी कंडक्टर्स की मैन्युफैक्चरिंग कर रहे हैं और कोरोना ने हमें ये सबक दिया है कि दुनिया को एक रिलायबल और रेजिलियंट सपोर्ट सप्लाई चेन की सख्त जरूरत है। भारत इसमें एक बहुत बड़ी भूमिका निभाने के लिए तत्पर है। भारत पहले एक स्पेस न्यूक्लियर और डिजिटल पावर है। आने वाले समय में हम सेमीकंडक्टर सेक्टर से जुड़े प्रोडक्ट्स का कॉमर्शियल प्रोडक्शन करेंगे वो दिन दूर नहीं जब भारत इसमें भी एक ग्लोबल पावर बनेगा
मिस्टर मोदी सेड चीप मैन्युफैक्चरिंग विल ओपन लिमिटलेस पॉसिबिलिटीज फॉर द यूथ्स ऑफ अ कंट्री हु आर बिकमिंग कॉन्फिडेंट विद द रैपिड प्रोग्रेस ऑफ द कंट्री
आज का ये दिन ऐतिहासिक है देश के नौजवानों के सपनों का कार्यक्रम है और इसलिए ज्यादा से ज्यादा संख्या में आज इस कार्यक्रम में हमारे युवाओं को जोड़ना चाहिए आज का आयोजन भले ही सेमी कंडक्टर प्रोजेक्ट की शुरुआत का हो लेकिन भविष्य के भारत के असली स्टेक होल्डर्स अगर कोई है तो ये मेरे सामने बैठे हुए मेरे युवा मेरे नौजवान मेरे स्टूडेंट यही मेरी भारत की शक्ति है
The fabrication facility at the DSIR will be set up by Tata Electronics Private Limited, TEPL, with a total investment of over 91,000 crore rupees. This will be the first commercial semiconductor fab in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in a program marking nationwide outreach for credit support to disadvantaged sections through video conferencing today. Mr. Modi will launch Pradhan Mantri Samajik Uttan Evang Rozgar Adharit Jan Kalyan EM Suraj National Portal and sanctioned credit support to 1 lakh entrepreneurs of disadvantaged sections of the country. The Prime Minister will interact with beneficiaries of various government schemes from disadvantaged groups including scheduled caste, backward classes and sanitation workers. PM Suraj National Portal for credit support to disadvantaged sections embodies Prime Minister's commitment to prioritize the underprivileged. It is a transformative initiative aimed at uplifting the most marginalized segments of society. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh has approved a proposal for expansion of the National Cadet Corps NCC with the addition of 3 lakh cadet vacancies. According to a release, this expansion is expected to cater to the increasing demand for the NCC from educational institutions throughout the country. The expansion plan encompasses the establishment of 4 new group headquarters and the addition of 2 new NCC units. The ministry said that an important facet of the expansion plan involves the proposal for employment of ex-servicemen as NCC instructors. It said the initiative will expand the base of motivated, disciplined and patriotic youth of the Amrit Piri who will contribute towards achieving the goal of Viksit Bharat. Talking to Akashvani News, Minister of State for Defense Ajay Bhatt said that the NCC has become the largest organization of its kind in the world.
आज फिर एक इतिहास रचा है जहां 20,000 के लगभग से एनसीसी प्रारंभ की गई थी आज वो वर्दीधारी नौजवानों का बहुत बड़ा संगठन विश्व में है बल्कि सबसे बड़ा संगठन है बार बार एनसीसी खोलने की मांग आ रही थी क्योंकि एनसीसी लोगों के रोजगार के लिए युवाओं के रोजगार के लिए बहुत सारे द्वार खोलती है चाहे वो कहीं पर हो आर्मी में जाना चाहते हो पुलिस में जाना चाहते हो इसलिए जो आज फैसला लिया है वो फैसला एक अद्भुत है और जो मांग आ रही थी पूरा करने में बहुत कुछ हद तक काफी इससे मांग पूरी हो जाएगी
In Haryana Assembly, the discussion is going on the confidence motion moved by the Haryana Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini in the House today. The new BJP government is proving majority in the 90-member Haryana Assembly. The BJP government needs 46 MLAs to prove the majority. Yesterday, the party claimed to have the support of 48 MLAs. Our correspondent reports, after the confidence motion was moved, the Speaker, Gyan Chand Gupta, allowed discussion for 2 hours. BJP has 41 MLAs in the House. The independent legislature, Ranjit Singh Chautala, was included in the cabinet yesterday. 5 more independents, Nayan Pal Rawat, Dharam Pal Gondar, Somvir Sangwan, Randhir Golan and Rakesh Dolatabad and Haryana Lokhit Party MLA Gopal Kanda may support the government. The 6 JGP MLAs, despite direction from the party, joined the session but left the house before the discussion started. Former Congress MLA from Kanpur in Uttar Pradesh, Ajay Kapoor, today joined the BJP in New Delhi. He was inducted in the party in the presence of Party General Secretary Vinod Tawde. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has made its first arrest from Ballari in Karnataka in connection with the recent Bangalore cafe blast. The detainee has been identified as Mohammed Shabir. The NIA took over the case on 3rd of March. The blast caused by an improvised explosive device, IED, took place at the Bangalore cafe on the 1st of March. Sources said that Shabir is believed to be an accomplice of the prime suspect. Last week, the NIA released 4 new photos of the suspected bomber. The photos show the suspected bomber without a cap, walking with a backpack. He is seen wearing a mask in the photos. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at EIR News Alerts. Ministry of Home Affairs has notified that Hyderabad Liberation Day will be marked every year on the 17th of September. In an official notification released yesterday, the ministry has said that the decision has been taken in order to remember martyrs who liberated Hyderabad and to infuse the flame of patriotism in the minds of the youth. Hyderabad did not get independence for 13 months of the independence of India on 15th August 1947 and was under Nizam's rule. The region got liberated from Nizam's rule on 17 September 1948. Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur will today launch the revamped websites of Akashvani News and DD News in New Delhi. Mr. Thakur will also launch the revamped news on AIR app. He is also scheduled to launch Shabd Prasar Bharati shared audio visuals for broadcast dissemination. India and Mauritius have decided to further strengthen the bilateral relationship in sectors including financial services, civil services, taxation and investigating agencies by signing 4 MOUs. A delegation-level talks was held between India and Mauritius today in the National Assembly of Mauritius. The meeting was held in the presence of President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister of Mauritius, Praveen Kumar Jagannath. During the meeting, President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister of Mauritius, Praveen Kumar Jagannath, jointly inaugurated 14 small development India-assisted projects. Both the leaders also unveiled a foundation stone for the new forensic science laboratory funded by India. Earlier, on the third and the last day of official visit, President Draupadi Murmu visited the Pravasi Ghat and the Intercontinental Slavery Museum. Our correspondent reports that the Ghat holds a significant importance in the history of Mauritius. Prime Minister of Bhutan, Dasho Sharing Topge, will be on a five-day visit to India from tomorrow. This is his first overseas visit after assuming office in January this year. External Affairs Ministry said during the visit, Prime Minister of Bhutan will call on the President Draupadi Murmu and hold bilateral talks with the Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Prime Minister Sharing Topge will also visit Mumbai. The ministry said India and Bhutan enjoy exemplary ties of friendship and cooperation based on trust, goodwill and mutual understanding at all levels. The visit of Prime Minister of Bhutan will provide an opportunity to the two sides to review the progress in a unique partnership and to discuss ways and means to expand the enduring ties of friendship and cooperation between India and Bhutan. The Protocol for Establishment of Joint Economic and Trade Committee, JETCO, between India and the Dominican Republic was signed at the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Dominican Republic at Santo Domingo. The protocol was signed yesterday by Minister of Foreign Affairs of Dominican Republic, Roberto Alvarez, and Ambassador of India to the Dominican Republic, Ramu Abagani, on behalf of the Department of Commerce. Secretary, Ministry of Ayush, Vaidya Rajesh Koteja, today inaugurated the Yoga Mahotsav 2024, celebrating the 100-day countdown to this year's International Day of Yoga in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Koteja said, last year, over 23 crore people participated in the International Yoga Day event, and this year it is expected that more than 30 crore people will participate in it. He said yoga is also playing an important role in the field of medicine. The secretary said yoga has been included in the MBBS curriculum by the National Medical Commission. The European Union chief Josep Borrell has said that starvation has been used as a weapon of war in Gaza. He described the lack of aid entering the territory as a man-made disaster. Addressing the UN Security Council in New York, Mr. Borrell said the humanitarian crisis in the territory was a result of a lack of viable land routes.
But this is a humanitarian crisis which is not a natural disaster. It's not a flood. It's not a earthquake. It's a man-made. And when we look for alternative ways of providing support by sea or by air, we have to remind that we have to do it because the natural way of providing support through roads is being closed, artificially closed.
Mr. Joseph Borrell comments come after the UN warned at least 576,000 people in Gaza, one quarter of the population, were one step away from famine. The health minister in Gaza said at least 27 people, many of them children, have died as a result of malnutrition and dehydration at hospitals there in the last 2 weeks. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Mr. Netanyahu reiterated that Israel would press ahead with its military campaign into Rafah, Gaza's most southerly city located near the border with Egypt. In cricket, Delhi Capitals will take on Gujarat Giants in the Women's Premier League at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Royal Challengers Bangalore thrashed defending champions Mumbai Indians by 7 wickets to qualify for the playoffs. In badminton, two-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu cruised into the pre-quarterfinals of the women's singles at the prestigious All England Championships in Birmingham yesterday. The Indian shuttler got a walkover after opponent world number 26, Yvonne Lee of Germany, retired midway due to an injury in the opening round. Sidhu will next face top seed Ansi Yang of South Korea. In the men's singles, star Indian shuttler Aegis Pranoy made an early exit from the tournament after going down against Su Li Yang of Chinese Taipei in the first round. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lays foundation stone of 3 semiconductor projects, says India is set to become global hub in semiconductor manufacturing. Centre gives nod to expansion of National Cadet Corps with addition of 3 lakh cadet vacancies. Naib Singh Saini, led BJP government in Haryana, faces floor test in State Assembly today. Government decides to celebrate 17 September as Hyderabad Liberation Day. Union Minister Anurag Thakur to launch revamped websites of Akashvani News and DD News today. And in cricket, Delhi Capitals to take on Gujarat Giants in the Women's Premier League in Delhi this evening. And with that, we end the Midday News.